What's going on, guys? Welcome to, I guess we'll call it voice note review. This be the show which we're going to piece together on a match day or as soon after as we can, basically. It's to tide you over until our full reviews, where we literally give you the voice notes we sent in the WhatsApp chat to let you know what we think about the game. You've got me, obviously, you've got Tom, you've got Tobes, and we're very fortunate as well to be in the press room, so you're going to hear from Mauricio Pochettino in today's voice notes as well. The boys were fairly lengthy. I was in the pub, so I kind of kept it quite brief. So here's my 55 seconds of what I thought about the game. Not going to lie, straight to the pub, drinking and was not the best. It was one of those games where you look at it and you go, do you know what? It's either going to be a drubbing, which we were hoping, or you're going to probably lose 2-0. Was it a 2-0 loss? No, not really. Did Brentford start very well? Yes. Were we threatening in any way, shape or form? Not particularly. I thought Nicholas Jackson was far too static, wasn't moving around enough. And the same goes for Noni Madueke. Clearly a very good player with that chance. He had rattled off the bar coming inside. Cracking lad. But, mate, just have a bit of confidence. Take a player on, get to the byline. Everything was too static in the end today until the 75th odd minute where we finally turned it on. On to the next, I guess. And that run. Let's go!
Yeah, I don't know if you could tell. I mean, it was one of those games, wasn't it? I'll touch more on it in the review. That run I mentioned right at the end, that's coming next. I'm sure we'll be talking about that on the pod. Next up, we got Tom. And he really, really breaks it down.
Same old Chelsea. Same old Chelsea. So many opportunities in the first half. A couple of, obviously an excellent one from Noni Madueke that clipped the bar, well, hit the bar. I thought that was sailing in from where I was sitting. And Mark Kukurea should have scored. That's a really good chance. Almost feel like that's a great chance that's come to the wrong person. Unfortunately, and you know, there were a couple of other kind of half chances. Obviously Cole Palmer's second half, wonderful opportunity. I genuinely think if we score, like, say Monday Wakers goes in there, we win that game 3 or 4 nil. But it's the same thing again. They score first with, you know, just in the second half. No one's decided to track Ethan Pinnock. He's just left completely alone at the back stick and heads it in. And then as soon as it's 1-0, I think we all kind of knew in the stadium what was going to happen. We did have actually more opportunities than I thought we were going to get from there. You know, Brentford, I thought, defended pretty well on the whole, but we still had plenty of chances and we should have scored, as I said, at least. Certainly, there were two clear cuts. In many ways, was creating something out of nothing, really. It was flat, to be honest, once they scored as well. I think that hopefully that's the last time we see De Sassi at right back. I didn't think he had a very good game. Right back, I think, you know, he's been good at centre back, but not at right back. I'm not quite sure what the reasoning for that was. I know obviously on the ball we kind of played a three with Kukurea going quite high up and quite inverted, but when we were in a four, De Sassi at right back just didn't work. He doesn't have the ability to put the balls in, and you know, with Gusto and James there, you don't kind of question it a little bit. But anyway, it's to happen now. I thought Conor Gallagher had a very interesting game. I thought he was quite good in the first half. I thought he was pretty terrible in the second half. Nico Jackson for me didn't really offer much all game, to be honest. I don't know what the sort of situation with that is. Obviously Nkunku back sooner than we thought, which is great news after the next international break in November, so hopefully that will help us out a little bit in terms of bringing in a little bit more conviction in front of goal, because at the moment it's just the same thing. We're lacking that at the moment, which is just really annoying when we are getting these opportunities. But ultimately it's the same thing as we've seen, well, against Aston Villa, against Forest, where we just don't take our chances. They score, and once they've scored, we don't find a way back into the game. You know, we didn't score against Forest, we didn't score against Villa, and then we've not scored against Brentford here, and that's three games that really we probably could have won, which, you know, we do win those games, and we're looking at a very different time now. I'm still positive that it will come good. I know a lot of people have kind of lost the faith a bit. I still think that there's a team there and there's something to work with going forward. We just need that target man, that output up front, the man that we can rely on, someone with, you know, productivity. Again, Sterling at times was great, and then at times his decision making for a player of his experience who's played many games both in the Premier League and for England as he has, I think, is quite disappointing. Madueke, I thought, was sharp in the first half hour and then kind of fell out of the game, which is why he went off. I thought the substitutions from Pochettino were interesting. I know that there wasn't that much to offer on the bench, you know, with injuries and things. No Mudryk, obviously no Enzo, which is not ideal for the team, but, you know, fair play. can't you know, fault for that every week. But Enzo needs to play normally, and Mudryk as well. I think those are two very important pieces of the puzzle. And then, you know, I thought, yeah, as I say, the substitutions, I thought, you know, they just weren't great. You know, Washington, Ian Mattson, I thought was really poor when he came on. I thought David wasn't great either. I don't know. James did okay at times, but again, you know, you can tell he's a bit rusty. It was just a bit, you know, not really sure what we were doing there, to be completely honest with you. But there we go. It's another game, and unfortunately, the stat that came out yesterday wasn't very pretty reading for Chelsea fans or for Mauricio Pochettino, which was that Thomas Frank has now won more games at Stamford Bridge in the last 12 months, well, in 2023, than both Frank Lampard and Pochettino combined in the Premier League. So, not ideal, that, as a statistic, two wins for them. Obviously, the end, you know, I was actually in the end was happy. I had my hands in my hands when I saw Neil Mope running down the field with nothing in front of him, and obviously Mbeumo with him. But when I've seen the replay back, I saw Sanchez almost catch him, and I was very worried that Sanchez was just going to take him out and get a red card, which would be absolutely pointless. Let him score at that point. The game's gone, we've lost, move on. Don't take a red card as well. But I don't know. It's a bit of a hard one in terms of positives. I think, you know, there were a lot of players missing, which is obviously a bit of a mitigation for that game. Players who played well, I thought Levi Cole was good again. I thought Cucurella actually, again, you know, he's really turned a new leaf the past few weeks. I've said a lot of things about Mark Cucurella, but you've got to give credit where credit's due, and he's played quite well. And again, yesterday he looked quite sharp, but, you know, it's that gilt edge opportunity he needed to take that. But, you know, he is a left back primarily, so I'm not sure it's just, as I said earlier, falling to the right person, unfortunately. Yeah, that's it, really, going forward. Cole Palmer was excellent. I haven't mentioned him, but he was excellent. Should have taken that chance, but he was otherwise excellent. Everything kind of runs through him, and I think he's certainly someone that when Nkunku does come back into the team, and if we get into January and we're able to bring in a proper number nine, then there is definitely scope for quite a fluid attack with probably Sterling or Mudryk or, you know, whatever we decide to do in there. So, yeah, those are the positives. Negatives, again, need to score our chances, need to take our chances. The issue is not creating, which I guess is good, but they need to be taken. First half, we were absolutely dominant, played quite well, particularly first 20 minutes. They were relying just on counter-attacks. Second half, they had that opportunity quite early on, which I can't remember who it was, but he didn't take it. He hit it straight at Sanchez. He did well to get enough on it to kind of palm it away, although I'm not sure how much he knew about it. And then, obviously, they get their chance. Pinnock stayed up, and I was watching his run, and no one tracked him. And then suddenly Mbeumo puts the ball in, and he tucks it away. And then that was that, really. And as I said, we then struggled. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of pressure on the defenders when they know that if they concede, then we might struggle to go ahead again. But, you know, the Premier League's a difficult league. These sides we're losing against, yes, we expect to beat them, but none of them are bad teams. So we've got to buck up, really. Otherwise, it's going to be another tough season. But, we move, obviously, not particularly easy game coming up on Monday, Spurs at their ground. But, we're going to be so up for that game. We'll see Poch against Spurs Monday night. And as we've said, we're better against teams who want to play football. Brentford didn't park the bus quite, but they definitely sat behind the ball and were quite happy sitting behind the ball, which is, you know, when we struggle a bit, I think, in creativity terms, especially with Enzo not there and Mudryk not there and just things like that. So, yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one to take. It was a frustrating defeat. But yeah, we've got to move, and we've got to try and get a big win on Monday night.
Chelsea ruining weekends before we even start. This is the one thing the Bowley era is very consistent with. Pathetic performance, no intensity. The polar opposite of the performance against Arsenal, which had so much intensity. Obviously, it's a different game. We're playing against a low block. We know we struggle with that. We struggle to create. Cole Palmer wasn't struggling to create in that first half. We had some chances. Cucurella looked our biggest threat. I thought Jackson was redundant. Madueke was redundant. I'm not going to give praise for hitting the bar and him doing absolutely nothing and not taking on his man, not going on the outside, not creating anything afterwards. Sterling didn't really do anything. He ran at some players a little bit more than Jackson and Madueke did. Jackson was, I thought, dreadful. Touches, dreadful. No presence, no knack for getting in the right positions. The closest we came to a goal in that second half was Silva having a flick on. Someone has to be at the back post. A striker sniffs that out. You know they do. One that they can't play at the moment, sniffs that out in Ivan Toney. No one was there to make that 1-1, which would have been a pathetic result anyway. Drawing that game would have been dog shit. considering we should have beaten Arsenal last week. You had to kick on, you had a whole week to prepare, and that's what we got for it. We got one good half from Cole Palmer individually. That was it. That was all it was today. It was shocking. The goal was shocking. It sums it up if you watch the throw-in from where it comes. Sterling's not even looking at whether he's taking the throw-in. He's asleep. Cucurella's asleep. Disasi's jumping with his foot when he should be going with his head. Thiago Silva's just ball-watching. Sanchez is going to get nowhere near it, obviously. I don't see the need to send up the keeper. I get it's a last resort. In Champions League, there was a goal from it the other week. Very rare is it a goal. It just leaves you more exposed. Losing 2-0, losing 1-0, there was nothing in it, really. And we could have played another 3 games in a row and we wouldn't have scored, I felt. That second half was dire. Sideways, sideways, sideways for the sake of it. We missed Enzo for like a switch. We missed Mudryk for a bit of directness, but there's no excuses not to be beating Brentford at home with the team we've got. That was dire. That was really dire. That was the worst performance of the season for me. Like, I'm not taking anything from that, other than that's a big step back. Felt like a big step back. And Poch got it very wrong today. I don't know why De Zassi was at right back when we got 2 right backs on the bench. Not that De Zassi was awful in the first half. He just can't offer anything. He couldn't offer any overlap. That's not his game. You've got Gusto there. You've got Reese there. Use them. And don't use them with such a delay. The subs. Why were Brentford making subs before we were? We needed to change something. They were playing their game. They were playing their long ball, rely on set pieces, kill the time. I thought the referee was fucking appalling, to be honest. Every time they went down, they got something. The amount of 2 minutes added on in the first half when it should have been about 8. And then on top of that, they killed about 2 minutes of it and only played about a minute. And then the second one we were through, we looked like we might have an opportunity, blew for half-time. Second half, I don't know how, it was only 6 minutes. I feel like I watched about 15 minutes of football. This is bitter, and I don't care. They are so pub. Like, what a pub side they are. Like, lumping it long. I mean, that's how they have to play. I get it. I fully get it. But you're not really watching any football. So the fact that there's nothing barely added on is just mind-blowing to me. But like I said, he could have added a whole half on and we wouldn't have scored. Just really poor. Really, really poor. I mean, I thought today, I was like, okay, shame we're not playing the same exact team we were playing last week. I'd like to build some consistency, but maybe, you know, with Enzo's kid and Mudryk out, that we've kind of enforced there. This is your chance, Jackson Madueke. Go do something. And to me, they showed exactly why you probably wouldn't start them, if we're honest. Jackson's really seemed to take a dip from the player he looked initially. It's a bit very worrying, to be fair. But I thought Madueke was useless. We were useless. I can't just blame one individual. I'm looking at him more because it was a whole 90 minutes, or not even 90 minutes, it was the whole appearance that he was subbed that was bad. But second half, no one was good. Even Cole Palmer dipped off. First half, he was brilliant. He was the only player on the... He was the only one to turn up today. And even he can do it for more than a half. Dire. Very dire.
I don't know if you could tell, but we were all feeling it in different ways yesterday. I've just kind of gone and smiled through the pain. Tom just feels like he's sleeping through the pain. And Tobes, well, yeah, as you could tell, he was not very, very happy yesterday. But he did highlight one thing, which was the importance of Cole Palmer in the first half. And we were in the press room and had this question to ask Mr. Mauricio Pochettino after the game about Cole Palmer.
Okay, one more, and then we're going to do a quick Mondays again.
Cole Palmer, I know you lost today, but his impact on this team, he's already one of the better players. Is he a player that you're going to be building this team around as it grows? Because he's...
Yes, he's showing, you know, he's showing a great performance, character and personality. But, you know, it's always about the team. When you don't win, for sure he's disappointed and we are all disappointed. But of course that we are happy in the way that he arrived. And because he arrived in the last moment, the last day of the transfer window, he's playing like he's here from 10 years, you know, and showing his character and personality. Still need to improve.
To be this good so quick.
You expect always. You create, the expectation when you sign a player. But of course, he's doing well. I cannot say that I didn't expect that. But if I say I expect, I am lying. If I didn't expect. Also, always you always feel the player when you have the player. And from the day one, when I start to train, you start to see the talent, of course, but they still need time to be much better, you know.
Ooh, look at us. Not bad for a bunch of reprobates, is it?
Chelsea Echo in the press room, and you're going to be getting that a lot more across this season, hopefully. And we're going to try and get in as much as we possibly can, giving you all those important questions and that you want to hear, and all those important answers hopefully coming from Poch directly to us, so we can give it to you, not only giving you a fan's perspective, but a journalistic perspective. It's almost like we train to do it. Come on! But that is it, ladies and gentlemen. That is your first voice note review. I'm going to aim to get them out a little bit quicker for you on match days, hopefully, is what we're going to do. But then, obviously, we're going to be doing our review very, very soon for this game, as well as a preview for the Spurs game. But if you've enjoyed this, please do make sure, please, that you share this with people. They can hear the question about Cole Palmer. If you want to hear more of the press stuff as well, please do reach out to us. Let us know if that is something you're interested in. We'd very much appreciate it and you telling us, because then we might even be able to release that itself and just give you the presser as well. But guys, that has been the Chelsea Echo voice note review. Please do make sure you follow us on all your good podcast platforms. We're going to be coming back to AV very, very soon as well. Don't you worry about that. We'll be on YouTube soon for those people who like watching pods. This has been a Highway 61 production brought to you by the Chelsea Echo. So make sure you follow us on all of our socials across all social channels, because there'll be more content coming out on there very, very soon. Obviously as well, make sure you're following the feed. Give us a 5-star review. We really, really appreciate it. And, you know, if you're doing that, come closer. I'll let you in a little secret. I'm going to whisper it to you. Get that ASMR treatment right in your ear. We're going to be doing a giveaway soon, right? So the more people you tell, the better the giveaway will be. And I'm not going to lie, the one which we have in mind and what we've got lined up isn't bad. And when I say isn't bad, that's my way of saying it's very good. So the more people you tell, the better the giveaway, the better the potential guests we can get down the line, the better we can create for you. And you're going to have the best Chelsea podcast out there. Because not only are we going to be talking about pasta shapes and completely pointless shit, we'll get you those press access sort of special moments. And all the other things you love will be coming your way from three idiots. What's better? Take care of yourself, guys. We'll see you soon. Ta-da.